Voters in Lakeland will soon decide whether or not they want to change their form of government. As WSS Robin Sussingham reports, the campaign has pitted establishment city leaders against the grandson of Publix founder George Jenkins.
This is about power, too much of it in one person's hands. And that
true strength comes from the people. That's how it's supposed to work.
Those ads target Lakeland residents who have an historic decision to make. Voters currently elect a city commission, which appoints a city manager to run things. If they vote to change the city charter, the elected mayor would become a strong mayor, meaning he or she would become the chief executive in charge of the city staff. Critics of the change, who call themselves no boss mayor, say things are working fine in Lakeland right now. There's a mayor, but he's one member of the city commission, and the title is mainly ceremonial. Former Lakeland Mayor Gal Fields has been campaigning against the change to a strong mayor. Fields says it's just too risky to put that much power in one person.
If you have a good person in the office wielding that much power, you're okay. But since the person can only serve in that office for 2 terms at most, what do you get the next cycle?
But those pushing for a strong mayor say that access to power is now granted mainly to insiders and argue that the most powerful position in the city should be an elected position, not an appointed one. Bruce Anderson, a spokesman for the strong mayor effort, is a political science professor at Florida Southern College. He says a strong mayor would be able to get more done.
One of the main problems that we've encountered over the years is the unwillingness of the commission to take decisive action on much of anything.
Anderson says bureaucracy has ballooned under the current form of government.
We come to a point where if you want to actually do anything here, if you want to change anything here, you have to go through an impossible amount of red tape. The commission has done absolutely nothing to stop the growth of the bureaucracy.
And he says an elected mayor would have to be more responsive to populations of the city that have been underserved in the past. But as often happens in politics, the contest has veered away from simply debating the merits of the different forms of government. Strong mayor advocates warn that under the current form of government, powerful business interests might decide to sell its utility, Lakeland Electric. Gal Fields calls that a scare tactic.
There was an effort by some business people in this community to make it easier to sell Lakeland Electric in 2011. That was resolved and put to bed in 2012.
In fact, Field says it would be virtually impossible to sell the utility. The strong mayor opponents, meanwhile, are focusing their attacks on Gregory Fancelli. Fancelli is the grandson of Publix founder George Jenkins, and he is almost single-handedly funding the strong mayor initiative, contributing nearly $400,000. Those contributions have led opponents to charge that a strong mayor would be bought and paid for by Fancelli, and in mailings and on Facebook say that Lakeland is not for sale. Fancelli says 2/3 of his contributions were for legal fees to get the strong mayor petition on the ballot.
The city has fought us tooth and nail all the way to the end. So the conversation for the past few months has always been about my motives, but to fight it like that, and I've looked at all other cases of cities that have done the same transition, and we've never seen a fight like that. So my question is, what are their motives to fight it like that?
Fancelli says he sees this as a way to help the community flourish, and he says he's continuing the Jenkins family's long tradition of philanthropy in Lakeland.
It's really about creating equal opportunity for anyone, regardless of what their connection is. If they have a good plan, if they work hard, if they're committed, they should be able to succeed in Lakeland. And that is not the case right now.
Lakeland voters are also electing a new mayor this year who won't know if he's a strong or weak one until after the election. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.